Treatment for hearing impairment in children is multifaceted and aims to address the specific needs of each child to optimize auditory function and improve overall quality of life. Here's a deeper dive into key aspects of treatment. Hearing aids, these small electronic devices, are designed to amplify sounds, making them audible for children with mild to moderate hearing loss. Hearing aids come in various styles and types, including behind-the-ear BTE, in-the-earite, and completely in-the-canal CIC. Audiologists carefully select and fit hearing aids based on the child's hearing loss profile and lifestyle needs. Regular adjustments and follow-up appointments are essential to ensure optimal performance and comfort. Cochlear implants for children with severe to profound hearing loss who do not benefit sufficiently from hearing aids. Cochlear implants may be recommended. Cochlear implants are surgically implanted electronic devices that bypass damaged parts of the inner ear and directly stimulate the auditory nerve. This stimulation allows the child to perceive sound and develop spoken language skills. Cochlear implantation typically involves a comprehensive evaluation process, surgery, activation of the device, and ongoing rehabilitation and follow-up. Auditory verbal therapy, AVT. AVT is a specialized form of therapy designed to teach children with hearing impairment to listen and speak using their residual hearing. This approach emphasizes the development of spoken language skills through auditory input alone, without relying on visual cues such as lip reading or sign language. During AVT sessions, trained therapists work with children and their families to optimize listening skills, promote language development, and foster effective communication in various environments. AVT typically involves structured activities, games, and exercises tailored to the child's individual needs and abilities. Sign language and communication alternatives. While many children with hearing impairment benefit from spoken language approaches like AVT, some may use sign language or other communication alternatives as their primary mode of communication. Sign language, such as American Sign Language ASL or British Sign Language BSL, provides a visual and expressive means of communication for individuals who are deaf or hard of hearing. Other communication alternatives may include visual aids, gestures, facial expressions, and augmentative and alternative communication AAC devices. The choice of communication method depends on the child's individual preferences, language development, and cultural background. Educational support. Children with hearing impairment often require specialized educational support to access academic content, participate in classroom activities, and achieve educational goals. Educational support may include accommodations such as preferential seating, FM systems, captioning, and access to sign language interpreters or communication assistants. Teachers and educational professionals play a crucial role in creating inclusive learning environments, adapting instructional strategies, and providing additional support as needed. Individualized education programs, IEPs, or 500 for plans may be developed to outline specific goals, accommodations, and services for children with hearing impairment in school settings. Early intervention, early detection, and intervention are paramount for children with hearing impairment to achieve optimal outcomes in speech, language, and overall development. Early intervention programs provide comprehensive services and support to infants and young children with hearing loss and their families. These programs may include newborn hearing screening, diagnostic assessments, family-centered intervention services, parent education and training, access to hearing technology, and coordination of care with healthcare providers and community resources. By intervening early, children can capitalize on critical periods of auditory development and maximize their potential for language acquisition and social interaction. Family involvement. Families play a central role in the success of treatment for children with hearing impairment. Parental involvement, support, and advocacy are essential throughout the treatment process. Parents are encouraged to actively participate in therapy sessions, practice listening and communication activities at home, advocate for their child's needs within educational and healthcare settings, and connect with other families and support networks for guidance and encouragement. Strong family bonds, open communication, and positive reinforcement contribute to a nurturing and empowering environment for children with hearing impairment to thrive. Regular monitoring and follow-up. Children with hearing impairment require ongoing monitoring and follow-up to assess progress, address emerging needs, and optimize treatment outcomes. Audiological evaluations, speech and language assessments, and developmental screenings are conducted regularly to track the child's auditory and language development over time. Audiologists, speech-language pathologists, educators, and other members of the healthcare team collaborate to review results, adjust treatment plans as necessary, and provide guidance and support to the child and their family. Continuous monitoring and communication ensure that interventions are tailored to the child's evolving needs and promote successful long-term outcomes. In summary, treatment for hearing impairment in children is comprehensive and multidisciplinary, encompassing a range of interventions tailored to the child's individual needs, preferences, and goals. By combining advanced hearing technology, specialized therapy approaches, educational support, and family involvement, children with hearing impairment can overcome barriers, develop essential communication skills, and thrive in all aspects of life. Effective treatment not only enhances the child's quality of life, but also empowers them to reach their full potential and contribute meaningfully to society.